Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Big reaction yesterday to the TJ and Jody's House podcast. If you saw the promo clip, TJ and Jody were discussing cooking the turkey in the crock pot. TJ, from what I gathered, did not think that's a good idea. Jody has seen a bunch of recipes on Instagram doing it, so it must be good. But a lot of people reacted to that clip that we posted on social media saying, we cook our turkey in the crock pot every year and it's delicious.
Yeah.
So, well, who knows? Mm. Something to look forward to.
I think we should try it.
Let me put it this way.
Okay.
I don't think I have the proper culinary skills to be able to cook a turkey in a crock pot. So it's a shortcoming on my part.
You can't pull that off?
No, I'm just, my culinary skills don't go that way.
Mm-hmm. They don't go to the crock pot. No.
Sometimes, but I just don't think I could pull that one off.
No.
Turkey in a crock pot.
It's tricky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now that Lindsay's back on the show, you know, we love telling old Lindsay stories, but one of my favorites is that time we were all in Chicago and we went to that nice steakhouse. And somebody on the our old producer at the time ordered a big salad, and she finished the whole salad, and at the bottom of the bowl was a big roach. I mean, it was big.
Yeah.
Not like something that you could easily just pass by and go, oh, that's a little bug. It was a big roach in a very nice restaurant, and they gave her wine glasses and tried to make it up to her and cut it off the bill and all that stuff. But it was disgusting. Mm-hmm. You guys ever found anything in your food?
Never.
Mm-mm.
I see these stories that go viral all the time about a frog that was in that prepackaged salad bag and stuff like that. And you wonder, do you throw it out? You didn't finish eating that salad, right?
Well, this is why you can't eat healthy, because you find stuff in lettuce all the time.
It's because they don't use the right types of pesticide to be able to kill all of it. But my mom, I've told y'all this before, my mom was eating a burger from Wendy's one time in Huntsville, Alabama, when we lived there. And started like making a face, and she had bitten into the twist tie from the buns.
It got
in the burger somehow.
That's bad.
Yeah. That is bad. Better than a roach, though. That's for sure.
Yeah. Any kind of animal is not fun.
Yeah.
But at TJ Riggins Show, did you find an unusual item in your food, and did you finish it? Like, that's what I want to know. Because if it's a hair, I'm not opposed to. I mean, I guess depending on the length of the hair. The length of
it, yeah.
It's the length, right?
Right.
So if it's real short, you'll finish it or not.
Or you could talk yourself into making believing that it's an eyelash.
Yeah. Right. You just kind of move it out of the way.
Yeah.
We have a lot of answers. Travis said I had a splinter in my fajitas at a sports bar.
A splinter?
Must have hit a nerve because my entire tongue was numb. Ooh. So he found a splinter in his fajitas. Carrie said I found a rubber glove in my fajitas and didn't finish them. That's two fajita stories.
A rubber glove.
A whole glove. People find rocks and chicken nuggets, drywall screws in their beefy five-layer burrito at Taco Bell.
Oh, to be exact.
Yeah, a drywall screw.
All right, would you rather find the bug or a Band-Aid?
Bug.
You'd rather have a bug in your food than a Band-Aid.
100%.
Does the Band-Aid have blood on it?
Let's say no.
Okay, then I'd rather have the Band-Aid. I would.
Gross. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, somebody needs our help with the group therapy. We did group therapy last week, didn't we? Or did we miss last week? We try to keep it going for people, because a lot of people can't afford real help.
Well,
you know, so they turn to us.
That is true.
Next best thing.
So here is this person's dilemma, and we will try to make dilemonades from it. Hey guys, my wife and I have had a problem for a while now, and I finally found a solution, or so I thought. We haven't slept in the same bed for a long time. I snore, and she told me I had to sleep in the guest room so I don't keep her up all night. I hate this arrangement, so I had one of those sleep studies done and found out I need to be sleeping with a CPAP machine. I used it for a week in the guest room to get used to it and make sure it silenced the snoring. She would walk by my room while I was sleeping to see if she could hear snoring. Snoring was gone, so I moved back into our bedroom. After the first night, she told me I had to go back to the guest room because the CPAP makes me, quote, look like an ICU patient on life support, end quote. And it creeps her out. It makes her feel like she's sleeping in a hospital bed with a person that is close to death. By the way, the doctor told me the type of sleep disorder I have isn't caused by bad life choices. I'm not even close to being overweight, and I don't have any food allergies that could cause respiratory problems at night. Does my wife just not want me in there with her because she likes having the entire room and bed to herself so she can treat it like a hideaway fort? Or do you think it's something more serious we need to address? I love the show, and I'm glad Lindsay and Alexis are back. Jason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, Jason. Oh, Jason.
I think she's having an affair.
Oh. That went from 0 to 100.
I think you need to get in there and figure out why she needs that room all to herself every night. The snoring problem has been solved. Now she's just looking for excuses to keep you from going back in there. Now, sure, she may admit and say that it's because she likes her space and it's like a sanctuary for her, but that's not true.
Hmm.
She's having an affair.
I would think so, yeah. Wow.
And having her lover come into the...
No, she's texting with him and you know, FaceTiming and whatnot.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Scandal.
I don't see how it could be anything else.
nothing else but that.
I do. I take her for a word because I agree with her. That is weird. Yeah. I don't want to sleep next to you when you look like that. Hose is attached to your face. Sleeping, you've got to relax a little bit. There's too much going on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bother
but
me. You're married.
But he did all that work to get, and that's a big step for somebody to actually have to go get that because it's not comfortable, right? I mean, it can't be.
And he's being rejected because basically, it's an illness that he has, sickness and in health.
Right.
Yeah.
But and he can't help it.
Right.
But she doesn't want to divorce him. She just needs a little bit of shut eye. I'm totally in favor of getting him in another room.
Yeah.
Look, if you can't sleep because of the way somebody next to you looks, your husband looks, then you got a problem. Now, if you just, you know, got drunk and on a bender and went home with some ugly person and you can't sleep next to them, that's a different story.
Right.
But this is your husband we're talking about.
Right. The looks of it is what got me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the sound. It's not the, you know, it's the look part. Like, calm down.
All right. So tell us what you think. Send us a DM at TJ and Riggins Show. We'll see what you got.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, so a guy named Jason has been married for a while, and he and his wife have not been sleeping in the same room because he snores and keeps her awake. He went and had a sleep study done. They gave him a CPAP. Now his wife says that he's got to go back to the guest room because she doesn't like the way it looks for him to be. He's not snoring anymore, not bothering her, except for the way he looks. And she says she feels like she's sleeping with an ICU patient. it's about to die or something like that. So he's wondering if there's something serious going on, and I say yes. Because he doesn't need it because of being overweight or allergies or any of that kind of stuff. He just can't help whatever the situation is that he's got. It's just like having an illness that you can't control. And she's saying, I don't like the way your illness makes you look while I'm trying to sleep, so get out. So what are the people saying, Riggins?
Well, it's split 50-50, I would say. Jamie said, let's skip the warm and fuzzies and be honest here. You've done everything possible to sleep next to your wife, and that's amazing. However, your wife is finding every excuse not to have you there.
Mm-hmm.
Please start learning to value yourself more. It's better to be on your own than with the wrong person, speaking from experience. So, kind of agreeing with you that maybe it's time to cut your losses.
So then you say some people are saying something that some things that aren't right.
Well,
if they're disagreeing with me,
there's another opinion. Yeah, I mean, some Sue Ellen said she's gotten used to the way things are. She's comfortable as long as things are fine in the other departments, and you still spend the same amount of quality time when you're awake. I wouldn't worry about a thing.
Yeah,
she's gotten used to it, and that's the way that's what she likes,
and that's the way a lot of the modern day thought on it is, because people have been programmed through these little efforts of manipulation to the society to break down the family unit any way possible. And so this tears down family tradition, which then turns teaches their kids that, you know, mom and dad don't have to be that close and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think what he needs to do, this is the solution. You know, we can all jump out here with opinions and all, and I think the solution is come in with the literature for that thing that they implant in your throat. And it works off of an app, and you turn it on every night. It's implanted in you. No masks, none of that kind of stuff. And it opens up your airways to be able to breathe. Just come home with the literature and tell her you're going to have that surgery and see what her response is.
Ooh, good one.
And say, I can find there'll be no mask. I won't look like an ICU patient. Mm-hmm. And I won't snore. Problem solved. Mm-hmm. And see what excuse she comes up with then.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
And then you'll know.
Mm-hmm. You will know.
And you don't even have to go get the procedure done. But by her response, she'll probably tell you that the marriage is over.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
And you ought to take her for everything she's got. And the kids.
And those
kids. And the damn
and
kids.
Those babies.
Get them all.
Yeah.
But no, just as an experiment, see what happens, and then you can take it from there. If she says, okay, well, that'll work, then you're stuck. You know, like, well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or go get it. I mean, I don't know. That's it's right. Worth it to you.
A throat implant. Hmm. Yeah.
And then find something that you want her to have done to make her more pleasing to you.
Right.
Ooh.
So then you'll be trading off.
Tricky. Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
How much does Lindsay, a.k.a. Lynn, love her loved ones? How much is she willing to sacrifice for a loved one? We'll find out in a few minutes. Ooh.
Ooh.
Hot seat. Hot seat.
Hello.
Ooh.
Josh Brolin has his memoir coming out tomorrow, and he tells a little story about his stepmother, Barbara Streisand. Said he went over to his dad's house. His dad is James Brolin, Barbara mm-hmm. Streisand's husband, and said, hey, I'd like a glass of wine. And apparently Barbara Streisand said, aren't you a drunk? And didn't give him the wine. So that's one of the anecdotes out of his memoir.
Hmm.
But he admits, yeah, he was drunk. He had an alcohol problem and then got sober because he went drunk to the hospital to see his grandmother on her deathbed, and he realized this is not the right thing. So he said he's having more fun than ever as a sober person.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I think he's very handsome, mm-hmm. and I think his dad is handsome as well.
Sure.
But Josh Brolin has, I think, possibly the biggest head and face of anybody that's ever been in show business.
He does have a big head.
It's a good thing he's so handsome, because if not, that head would be up in everybody's business. Look at that.
He's got a big noggin.
I mean, if he played Mr. Incredible, they wouldn't have to do anything to his face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, big head.
Yeah.
Big head Brolin.
Big old face.
Yeah, he plays a villain in Marvel.
Is he kind of weird? I follow him on Instagram, and his posts are a little.
If he comes from the loins of a man who chooses to spend his life with Barbara Streisand, then yes.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also the guy that touted the benefits of sunning your butt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your most intimate of areas.
He grabs his ankles naked and lays outside in his backyard so he gets sun rays on his mm-hmm. privates.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'd say so.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I love a good tan, but that's extreme.
A little much.
Yeah.
Maybe a little much. Yeah,
it's the only kind of tanning that Lindsay's ever spoken out against.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm against butt tanning.
This is a perfect segue. There's a headline out today. NASA has a big problem with all the wind blowing out of Uranus. That's a real thing. Apparently, it's very windy on the planet of Uranus. So I think it's more of just like a catchy headline to get people interested in space.
But it is solid wind. It's not broken. So yeah, that's a good thing.
Strong.
Thank goodness. Mm-hmm.
Strong. And then the Dallas Cowboys are trending. They played in Monday Night Football and got beaten handily. And people are just depressed. It's America's football team, and they're getting their brains beat out on Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. So it's never a good thing.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
It's
there's a woman that has been issued a court order to stay away from her own brother. But why? That's an interesting story. We'll get to it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's the holidays, and you know what that means. We love telling you about Omaha Steaks. The greatest gift that you can get someone is a package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and then use the promo code TJR and you're going to save big money. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But these steaks are absolutely delicious. Not just the steaks. They have chicken and pork chops and side dishes that melt in your mouth. Riggins, is this the best gift you get every year?
Definitely.
And your dad gets the same thing? It's perfect.
It's awesome.
Absolutely perfect. So steaks, chicken, pork chops, delicious burgers and gourmet hot dogs. I'm sorry, Franks. They call them Frank, gourmet Franks. the best you've ever had, and it's all top of the line delivered right to your house. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to order, and you use the promo code TJR. You're going to save 50% site-wide, plus an additional $30 off when you shop early. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code TJR, 50% off, and then another $30 off if you go now. It's Omaha Steaks.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, when growing up, you had an older brother. I mean, you still have an older brother.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. He's fine.
Right.
So did you ever get into fights, like fist fights and stuff like that?
No.
Never got that level.
No, he would aggravate me and torment me, you know, just like all older brothers would. And then whenever I would lose it and get, you know, like I wanted to fight him, he would just laugh, and because he could have hurt me. He's 4.5 years older than I am.
Yeah.
And so he never did anything to hurt me, like, you know, knock me against the wall or anything.
Yeah.
But he would just torment me and then laugh in my face.
That's a big brother.
Yeah.
Did your brothers and you ever get into?
No.
Did they treat you like a princess?
No, we never even spoke.
Oh,
hardly.
Okay. Yeah.
I made them sit in the back seat driving them to school.
Oh.
But my makeup was in the front seat.
Oh, dang.
I feel really, I told this on the radio last time I was on y'all's show 8-10 years ago. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't treat them very well.
And you're the oldest?
Middle. Mm.
You're the middle.
So she made the older brother sit in the back.
Dang.
I made both. Whoever was riding with me, Drew or David, they're my brothers, I'd make them sit in the back. They were like, your makeup's in the front. Yeah, I got to do my makeup. It's in the front. Also, I can't be seen with you guys. Get back there.
Understood.
Yeah, I was a mean girl. But now we're cool.
Yeah.
And I'm super nice.
It worked. Don't worry about it.
I got to put my caboodle there.
Yeah, it was a caboodle. It was a caboodle.
Lock her in.
Love a caboodle.
Well, good. I'm glad your relationships are still fine, both of you.
Yeah.
Because there's a pair of siblings in Singapore. The brother has just gotten an order of protection against his sister because they live in the same apartment that's owned by their father. It's a luxury apartment in Singapore. And she was breaking into his room to clean it up for him because he refused to clean.
Oh.
And apparently he told her, please stop doing that. She would come in at midnight and stay to 4 a.m, just vacuuming and cleaning. And they ended up getting into a fight and she assaulted him. So he got the protective order of custody against her. And the judge said, this is like a sibling internal thing. But now that you fought each other, now I got to step in. But she said, you're not going to clean it. So I'm going to get in there and do it myself.
Oh. Did the judge order him to clean it?
No. No, he said, actually, you know, it can be very traumatic when somebody invades your space and starts cleaning without your permission.
That's true. Yeah.
I'd love it. Get in here.
I know. Why are you going to fight her on it?
But if he doesn't want her in there,
right,
then he has a, well, it's Singapore, but in U.S. of A., he has a right to keep her out of there, even if it's a dirty mess.
That's true.
Yeah. He needs to do what Rob's mom did and just hand him a rake to clean his room.
No, she did not.
Yeah. She did.
Uh-huh. Is that bad? You need a rake?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right. I was perusing the headlines this morning, and I saw something about A lady who went and spread her loved one's ashes where the loved one requested they be spread. And the townsfolk of that village said that it was disrespectful and it was a big hoopla and all that. So we've had this discussion before because it really, really interests me about people's dying wishes and how much, whether or not you're really obligated to make their dying wish come true.
Yeah.
And so, Lindsay, if someone that you loved and were close to said, when I'm about to die and I want you to spread my ashes, and then they named some place that was going to be very, very inconvenient for you to go to and do this. Mm-hmm. Would you do it? Or would you just tell them you'd do it and then say, I don't really have to do that?
You know, I would do it. I would do it because I find myself in my older day doing things that I would have never done, but just to, because I feel like it's the right thing to do.
Even if it's like in Singapore or somewhere, or Budapest.
Well, now, I'm never going back to Asia. And I can say that with full certainty.
Yeah, you didn't like your trip there, did you?
No. So that would be a negative. But if it was like, I don't know, California or somewhere that's still an inconvenience, I would make it happen.
She's like, I was thinking like South Park Mall.
I was literally thinking Charlotte.
Yeah. And then if it's California, then, you know, obviously she'd stay out there long enough to find, she'd shop, go to Rodeo Drive.
Sure.
And the whole thing and all that.
I would make it about me too. Yeah.
Absolutely. She would have wanted this.
Yeah.
But what if they wanted it to be somewhere, you know, like the Everglades in Florida? Well, you'd have to get on one of those airboats and go out amongst all the alligators and stuff.
Then hell no, I'm not going out again. No.
But would you tell them you would do it? And then as they slipped away, they're thinking, okay, guy, I don't have to, I can die in peace knowing she's going to put my ashes in the Everglades.
Yeah, because you know I couldn't say, I'm not going to do this. I would make them, I'd say, sure, this is what you want. This is not what I want, but this is what you want. You
imagine Lindsay on an airboat with those extensions.
They wouldn't survive on that.
I'm going to miss you so much.
And the goggles.
Overalls and big white rubber boots.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for you, girl.
Big earmuff things to drown out the sound.
Oh, God, that would not look cute.
This is the perfect thing.
Yeah.
That's where I want you to spread my ashes.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right. For all of you parents who are very strict about your children's screen time, this lady has a message for you.
This is a message for all the parents out there who are, like, stressed about screen time for your kids. My kids get basically zero screen time. Like, most days it is zero. Occasionally we'll watch a movie, whatever. They're still the worst kids I've ever met, okay? So if you're thinking, oh, my kids get too much screen time, are they acting up, whatever, just know there's kids out there who get none who are worse kids. So...
I like that. Speaking the truth.
They're awful.
My kids are the worst kids I've ever met.
That's awful.
Yeah.
And they sound like it in the background. And it's like,
great. No screen time. Great.
Yeah.
They're the worst kids I've ever met.
Yeah.
I love it.
Keeping it real. I love her.
Now, I think there's a happy medium in there somewhere. My kids... if I could go back and redo part of their childhood, it would be to not have them and not allow them so much time on social media and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
video
interesting.
Games and things like that.
Sure.
But the social media and I was relatively new when my kids were little. So we made some mistakes. That.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
And little things didn't end up hurting them in the long run. Just like, you know, I can only communicate with my daughter now through TikTok, but that's no big deal.
Yeah. That's no problem. DM her, you know. Big deal.
But yeah, it is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it makes them dumb to put them in front of a movie or something when they're little.
That's what your parents did with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why would you want to change that? I mean,
Now, the video games and social media, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But
why?
TV and movies,
yeah,
completely fine.
Completely.
Spent 8 hours in a movie theater watching the same movie back to back. I mean, I don't know.
Wait, hey. that was not your childhood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah, you could pay one price and stay there for all four showings and not have to leave and repay.
I love
and
that.
And so, you know, my mom was working and she'd take us, you know, the first movie started at noon and we'd stay all the way and, you know, however long that is. Back then, movies were 2 hours, so 8 hours of me just sitting there.
Oh, how cool. I mean, as a kid.
Right.
Now I'm like, that was... yeah. Good parenting.
To this day, ask me anything about Smokey and the Bandit, and I could tell you, word for word.
You better.
Mm-hmm. I don't mean to brag or anything.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a marriage on the rocks. Love on the rocks. I don't know the rest of it. But can we save this marriage? Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to try to save it, to be honest with you. I think it may need to be done.
Yeah, that's usually your solution is just call it quits. Why are you trying to work this out?
You're young. Yeah. You're young. All right, so we'll let you decide whether this love is on the rocks or not coming up in a few minutes.
So now trending, Coca-Cola has released their AI holiday commercial. People are not happy about it. And I don't know why. I mean, Coca-Cola doesn't need to use AI to make a great holiday commercial. That's kind of their thing. Coca-Cola with the polar bears and Santa and drinking a Coke. And it looks fine, but they point out it is made with AI. And people, this is really rubbing people the wrong way.
Why?
I don't really know.
Is it because they called it AI and not animation?
Yeah.
Technically that's what it is.
Right.
It's just an advanced form of animation.
Yeah, like those aren't real polar bears and scarves drinking Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that.
Duh. Right. I mean, come on.
It's just crazy. But I guess they look at Coca-Cola as sort of the people who do Christmas commercials well. And now that they see AI as like, you didn't have to work on it. So.
Well, they've been doing animated Christmas commercials for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, those people, if they're AI people, then that's the difference. But who cares?
Yeah, right. It's a commercial.
Yeah.
I think it's a great commercial.
Yeah, I mean, that Coca-Cola does good Christmas commercials. So whether they used AI or 10 guys in the back, like, what do you care?
Every movie you watch now has AI. What you complaining about? Yeah. I mean.
Is there a Santa, a shot like with a live Santa in there?
It's called Secret Santa, the name of the commercial, but I didn't see like a up close shot of Santa. They had his boots walking through the snow, but it doesn't look like he's in it directly.
Right.
You think maybe he wouldn't look real enough, and that's why?
No.
I don't know. People would just complain about everything.
I think there are certain types of people that they don't put in their commercials, in a lot of commercials anymore.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Justice for Santa.
Yeah. Right. They'll show his boots, but they won't show his face.
Rude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Six monkeys are still on the loose in South Carolina, so they've been awfully quiet about these monkeys because they're like, yeah, we still don't have them all. That was weeks ago that those 43 monkeys got loose in Buford.
Yeah. And I always get Buford and Beaufort mixed up. One's North Carolina, one's South Carolina.
Yeah, I think it's Buford.
But what do they think happened to them? By now, it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What do they think has happened to them? Because obviously they're not coming home.
No.
Well, I think they can see them. They're outside of the research laboratory, and they said on days sometimes they'll just be posted up on the fence.
So why don't they just go get them? I mean, they can't capture them?
They said we're trying to lure them in with Fruit Loops and sweet potatoes.
It's like they don't want a dang sweet potato. Like,
How about lure them in with a tranquilizer dart?
Yeah,
how about that?
I think that's probably more humane to just like you know, knock them out and bring them back.
Yeah,
sure.
They said they're about the size of house cats, and there's six still on the loose, but they have recovered 37 or whatever that number works out to. But so they've been largely successful, but it's taken them a while.
Well, especially because they're dirty and they could be carrying. I mean, they need to get them back.
Yeah, they're all monkey-y.
Yeah, monkey.
Ooh, you smell like gross. A monkey. Where have you been? What did you find in your food coming up next?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's the holidays, and you know what that means. We love telling you about Omaha Steaks. The greatest gift that you can get someone is a package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and then use the promo code TJR and you're going to save big money. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But these steaks are absolutely delicious. Not just the steaks. They have chicken and pork chops and side dishes that melt in your mouth. Riggins, is this the best gift you get every year?
Definitely.
And your dad gets the same thing? It's perfect.
It's awesome.
Absolutely perfect. So steaks, chicken, pork chops, delicious burgers and gourmet hot dogs. I'm sorry, Franks. They call them Frank Gourmet Franks. the best you've ever had, and it's all top of the line delivered right to your house. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to order, and you use the promo code TJR. You're going to save 50% site-wide plus an additional $30 off when you shop early. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code TJR, 50% off, and then another $30 off if you go now. It's Omaha Steaks.